I begin in the merciful God's name. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Islamic rituals of worship, fasting is the most significant after formal prayers and almsgiving. The month of Ramadan has been chosen for doing it. God explains the reason why Ramadan, the Quran was revealed in it. This month is therefore the most appropriate occasion for conveying Quran's message to the people. I have selected 30 passages of the Quran for this purpose. I will explain these passages in this series of 30 video clips. I am beginning with a passage of Surah Araf, the 7th chapter of the Quran. This passage is from verses 172 to 174. God Almighty has informed us about the beginning of religion in it. It is said that when we first arrived in this world as human beings, and after we spent several centuries, that God started sending to us His revelation through His prophets, and they introduced us to God's religion. The Quran says that it didn't happen that way. Before giving them their physical existence, God arranged for man to assemble before Him. He arranged for man's real personality to assemble before Him, the part of the personality that's invisible. And He took a promise from Him. This incident has been erased from our memory. However, it's firmly grounded in our subconscious. It's quite the same way as the fact that we all spend time in the wombs of our mothers. It's a reality which we all go through. But its memory has been erased from our minds. The memory of this incident too has been erased from our mind. This was done because our life has been designed for the purpose that it be a trial, and a lingering memory of that incident would have nullified the very scheme of the trial. However, His presence is firmly entrenched in the depth of our soul. He is residing somewhere in the inner part of our personality. As a result, when our environment attracts our attention towards His presence, we acknowledge Him quite the same way as a child acknowledges his mother. We recognize Him the same way as a child recognizes his mother. God's appreciation has been injected in us in this way. It has been instilled in us. We were sent to this world after giving this appreciation. Prophets of God remind us about it. Our surroundings too remind us about it. And when we see the world around us and observe its meaningfulness, our intellect demands that it should have a creator. Intellect too thus reminds us about it. The Quran has narrated this incident thus. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ زُهُرِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Recall the occasion when your Lord brought offsprings from the loins of children of Adam and made them to witness over themselves, and then asked, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. All of them responded, why not? We testify it. Why did we do it? Why was such a reality instilled in man? Why did this incident take place at all? So that antaqulu yawmal qiyamati inna kunna an hadha ghafilin. The Quran says, so that on the day of judgment, you may not be able to say that we were not aware of it. أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Or lest you should say, it were our forefathers who indulged in polytheism. وَكُنَّا زُرْيَةً مِّن بَعْدِهِمْ. And we were their progeny after them. So we also learned the same religion. أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ. So are you, O our Lord, going to then destroy us because of what followers of falsehood did? This was the purpose of doing it, so that on the judgment day, no one shall be able to present any excuse about God's existence and His unit. This understanding is ingrained in humans. Whether someone receives God's message through prophets or not, whether he lives in a forlorn jungle where other humans haven't reached as yet, he's still going to be asked these questions. He's still going to be asked, who is your Lord? Did you have any doubts that he's the one and the only and that he has no partners? This is what I had to say, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you and for all believers.